cooperation with the leading law enforcement agencies throughout the United States, Gangbusters, presented over the coast-to-coast facilities of the Mutual Broadcasting System by the Kraft Foods Company, to bring you that very special cheese Cracker Barrel brand, Natural Cheddar, X-Lax, America's largest selling laxative, and Hudson Vitamin products for money-saving vitamin use right for the free Hudson Vitamin catalog. Our proxy narrator for this evening's case is Detective Sergeant Dolan. But first, this message. And now we open tonight's Gangbusters factual case history. Sergeant Dolan.
Good evening. This is Detective Sergeant Dolan, retired. Tonight I have a story about an unsolved murder case and a missing persons case. One, who murdered Harry Brockton, was a case that had been unsolved for, let me see, it's not so long ago, about 5 years, I guess. But what happened to Wilton Denman had been an unsolved mystery for almost 40 years. It was because they were going to tear down the old Continental Hotel that these cases were solved. Well, before we spend all the time reminiscing, let's get to the murder of Harry Brockton. That happened a few years ago, and was one of my last assignments as a sergeant of detectives. Brockton lived on Park Avenue in the 80s. The call came in about 8:30 in the morning. I can't remember now who it was that called police headquarters. You say you phoned police headquarters?
Yes, sir.
You're the butler. What's your name?
Charles, sir. Charles Brockton, sir.
How long have you been here?
You mean how long have I served, Mr. Brockton, sir? Nearly 10 years, sir.
Miss, there's some questions I'd like to ask you. Do you feel able to answer?
Yes.
Your name again. I didn't quite catch it. And where do you live?
My name is Phyllis Mead. I live at the Continental Hotel.
Uh-huh. You're dressed to go horseback riding. I take it you had an appointment.
We had arranged to ride through the park. We did it very often. We both loved horses.
You were to meet him at what time?
I was to be here at his home at 8. He would be ready at that time. I arrived just at 8. He always liked everyone to be punctual. I met Charles at the stairs, and we came up together. Charles knocked. When there was no answer, we opened the door and found him like this.
Miss Mead, well, I've taken the liberty of calling the car to take you home. Sergeant, don't you think Miss Mead should leave now, sir?
Yes, of course. I hope I've not distressed you too much with my questions. It's necessary, of course.
I understand, Sergeant. You've been most considerate.
Well, thank you for your cooperation, Miss Mead.
Well, I've asked Martha to be down with you. Mom, she's waiting downstairs. No. Shall I take you down?
Thank you, Charles. No. I'll be all right. You stay and help the sergeant.
You didn't see a revolver, did you, Charles?
No, Sergeant. No, I didn't.
No revolver. Looks like he was shot from some little distance. No balconies outside these windows. Nowhere for a murderer to stand. Windows locked. Charles, was Miss Mead engaged to the deceased?
Oh, yeah. They were a happy couple, sir. They had the same interests.
Was Miss Mead here last night?
Yeah. She and Mr. Brockton had been to the theater. They came in for a nightcap. He'd asked me to get the car to take her home.
What time was that?
And it was about 12:30, I should say. The house phone rang in the quarters. It was Mr. Brockton telling me to get the car.
I see. When they came back here last night, did you let them in?
Oh, no. Mr. Brockton had his key, of course.
Of course.
But I saw Miss Mead when she left.
Where?
They know all downstairs. There's a bell call. They answer their call.
Well, this was how long after your call from Mr. Brockton to get the car?
Let me see. It was not over 15 minutes. She said she wanted to go home and to bed early because of the early horseback ride in the morning.
Didn't you serve breakfast this morning to Mr. Brockton?
No. They would have breakfast in the tavern in the park.
Oh, yes, of course. Having breakfast at the tavern in the park is part of the early morning ride.
Right, to be sure.
Well, did you see Mr. Brockton after Miss Mead left?
No, but I talked with him. You see, I should say it was about 15 minutes. Yes, it was exactly that. A news program on TV had just started and was finishing. Yes, it was exactly 15 minutes after Miss Mead left. The phone on the second floor rang. It was Miss Mead. Charles here.
Charles, I just thought, to be on the safe side, will you remind Mr. Brockton of the time of our ride again? You go to his door, just knock. No need to disturb him too much. Make sure he'll be up and ready at 8. You know he's sometimes forgetful.
Right, he is at times. I'll remind him, miss.
Charles, please do it right now. You're a bit forgetful, too.
But I'll do it right this moment, I promise, miss.
I'll just hold the phone. You come back and tell me what he said.
Very well, miss. Hold the wire. Miss Mead, sir, she said to remind you to be sure to be up and ready at 8.
I'll be ready. Now go away, Charles. Don't bother me till 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Mum, he said he would be ready at 8, so don't worry, Miss Mead. Don't worry. He'll be ready.
I won't worry now, Charles. Thank you.
Back to Gangbusters in just a moment, but first, this message.
I have a message of very great importance for all you men and women who were my age. I want you to tell your mommy that when you trouble with irregularity, you have her give you X-Lax, the chocolate,
honey.
Yes, that's right. You tell them.
Well, Mother, when your youngsters need a laxative, X-Lax does help them toward their normal regularity. Does it gently, overnight. You just give them pleasant-tasting, chocolated X-Lax. Taken at bedtime, X-Lax won't disturb their sleep. Next morning, they're well on their way toward their normal regularity. And X-Lax doesn't rob their systems of the vital nutrition so necessary to their growth and health. You can get X-Lax in 15, 37, and 79-cent sizes. Remember, X-Lax helps you towards your normal regularity. That's X-Lax.
Now back to Gangbusters.
Now, this could have been one of those mysteries where the butler did it. But if Charles did murder Harry Brockton, we couldn't prove it. The Harry Brockton case was almost forgotten, as was the Wilton Denman disappearance. They were playing Macbeth at the old library.
The boy just called time. There's just 15 minutes before curtain time.
Well, there's still 15 minutes for him to show up, Mrs. Denman.
He's never been late. He's here at least a half hour before curtain time. I just don't know what to think.
You're both great favorites of mine, and I don't like to ask, but does Mr. Denman drink?
Never touches a drop. You've heard he's a devotedly religious man.
I've read some publicity.
It's not publicity. He is sincere. A finer man can't be found in any profession.
Well, your manager thought it would upset you to have a policeman talk to you.
I'm perfectly calm. Our manager's the one who always gets upset. Did he phone the hotel?
Yes, there was no answer. I believe he's asked the understudy to be ready to go on.
Pardon me. I want to talk to the box office. Hello, is this the box office? Please tell everyone that Mr. Denman's understudy will go on tonight. And anybody who wishes their money refunded can get it at the box office. Thank you.
Well, perhaps I should leave you now. It's about time for the curtain. Maybe if I came back after the show, you...
That would be better. He will, I'm sure, come in soon. Even after the show has started. After the first act, or maybe the second. He will come, I know.
I dislike questioning you just before you start the performance, but when did you see him last?
At dinner. He seems to be all right.
After midnight, Miss Denman, you're exhausted, I'm sure. Perhaps I should go.
If there are any more questions, please go on. I need to talk to someone. I can't stand to just be alone to think.
Well, I've questioned everyone I could find here at the hotel. No one saw him leave the hotel.
He could have used the private elevator. He can work it himself. He could have used the signs. There's no doorman.
You lived here at the Continental for several years.
10 years.
Mm-hmm.
This is our home. We moved here when we were married 10 years ago. We were both stars. The hotel has fixed the suite of rooms as we wanted it. See, we are the roof. We can see New York all around us.
It's a beautiful suite. Now, let's see. There are several rooms. This living room, a bedroom, and a dining room.
Not large, but very lovely. The kitchen especially is nice. He likes me to prepare all his meals, and I'd love to do it.
That's an unusual picture there. Life-size.
That's what we call a free sheet in the theater. It's a life-size poster of Wilton as Macbeth. He loves the part so much. So very much.
That was nearly 40 years ago. He never was found. He had disappeared completely. Julia Denman retired from the theater. Retired to her rooftop suite at the Continental Hotel. Now, I wasn't going officially, but since the hotel was being torn down, it did give me an excuse to call on Phyllis Mead and Julia Denman socially. Back to Gangbusters in just a moment, but first, this message. The label is the key to vitamin value. Let's take one simple example. Suppose you use vitamin A. You know that you can choose from many brands, and you know that vitamin A has the same purity regardless of brand because quality is standardized by government regulations. But here is one point you may not know. When you buy the same vitamin A direct from Hudson, the way that doctors and nurses do, you can save over 50%. Here are the facts. Vitamin A, 25,000 USP units, sell for an average of $4.10 per 100. Hudson's price is only $1. Now, this is only one example. The free catalog lists many vitamin values. Write to Hudson Vitamins, Department 66, Mutual Broadcasting, New York 18, New York, for the free Hudson Vitamin catalog and discover vitamin savings of up to 50% and even more. All vitamins sold with a money-back guarantee. Nothing to buy, no one will call. The free catalog is yours for the asking. Write to Hudson Vitamins, Department 66, Mutual Broadcasting, New York 18, New York. Now back to Gangbusters. I looked up Charles, the butler, to Harry Box.
You know, sir, I was under the impression that the case was closed.
Well, no case is ever closed until it's solved. Now, Charles, this is not official. I'm retired. I thought I'd call on Phyllis Mead socially. I'd like to have you come along.
No, I didn't kill Mr. Brock.
I didn't say you did. But you should be interested in finding out who did kill Harry Buck. You'll have to climb the stairs. Man, it says hotel services start.
Hey, you know, this is a glorious, glorious old hotel. They're auctioning off the furnishings. You know, there's one thing I'd like to buy.
One of these old paintings?
Oh, no, no. One of those big brass cuspidors they used to have in the barroom there.
And the fifth floor, they said, from Miss Mead's suite. Number 10. Down this way, Charles.
Ah.
There, here it is. She must be in. The manager said she hasn't been seen to leave her rooms for weeks. If the door is locked, perhaps we can get a key. It's open. This is strange. What's going on, Charles? Doesn't seem to be anyone here in the living room. Miss Mead? Miss Mead?
That door over there. That could be the bedroom, sir.
Miss Mead, are you in there?
Do you think we should go in, sir?
I have a hunch we should.
Sergeant, look. There she is on the bed.
I'll send for the medical examiner. However, I'd say she's been dead for 2 or 3 days at least. The gun in her hand is a .38.
Sergeant, here, look at this. It's a note I found on top of this type recorder, I think it's called.
Yeah? To whomever finds my body, please snap the switch that turns on this tape recorder.
Here's the switch. Here's the switch, I think.
I want this to be my statement to the police so that the case of Harry Brockton can be marked closed. The gun I have used to take my own life is the one I used to kill the man I loved. Why did I kill him? Simply because I didn't want anyone else to have him. He told me that evening that we were through. This recorder was in his room. I made him, at the point of this gun, record what Charles, the butler, heard. Here's the original tape with his voice.
Listen. I'll be ready. Now go away, Charles, and don't bother me till 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Well, that's the voice I heard.
That's his voice, Charles heard. And that short bit of his voice was all I've had these past 5 years. I started the tape recorder when I left this house. There was 15 minutes of blank tape so that I could call back to Charles.
Well, that's the one thing that stuck with me, Charles. You said it was exactly 15 minutes from the time she left and her call back to you.
Right, right. There had to be an exact amount of time so the tape recorder could come to the recorded voice.
Well, that's the one thing that stuck with me and the reason why I never suspected you, Charles. She called back and insisted on you coming back to the phone to assure her that you had talked to Brockton.
Right.
To establish with you as a witness that he was alive when she left.
Right, this... You know, Sergeant, this could have been the perfect crime.
Except for one thing. This hotel is to be torn down. Something always happens to show up the criminal. I'll have to phone headquarters. One case solved. And now alone, I climb the stairs to the top floor, to the penthouse suite of Julia Denman.
Who is it?
Sergeant Dolan of the police, Miss Denman.
Sergeant Dolan, come in, please. Sergeant Dolan, so nice of you to call. It's been a long time since we've talked, Sergeant. Please be seated.
Miss Denman, I'm flattered you remembered me.
I could hardly forget the circumstances of the night I met you, Sergeant.
Yes, I remember so well this room. Nothing seems changed.
I have changed.
In my eyes, you have not changed.
How nice of you to say so. However, you and my mirror do not agree.
You're perhaps wondering why I've called.
No. I've been expecting the police. They must have an answer to the great mystery. It was a great many years ago. By now, everyone has forgotten. But now this hotel is to be a thing of the past. We must leave. This home must be torn apart. The time has come. These 40 years, Sergeant, have done what only time can do. It cures all ills. Do you see that picture there?
A life-size portrait of Macbeth.
Wilson Denman as Macbeth. That large picture has made him seem to be with me as he was then. Will you remove the scar from it?
What? It's a phonograph.
A very old one, as is this record. Will you listen? He will talk with us. Listen.
Is this a dagger which I see before me and had before my hand? Come, let me cut thee. I am not. See, and I see thee still. But I'm not faithful. I am sensible to feelings. Sight, or art thou but the dagger of the mind? A false creation. Proceeding from a hinterpressed brain.
All right. That made it seem as if you were alive and in this very room. You could look at that life-size picture and hear his voice.
He is alive and in this room. Oh, don't look at me as if I were mad. He's here, helplessly, hopelessly mad. Hopelessly insane from the night he did not appear for the performance of Macbeth 40 years ago.
He's alive, you say?
Alive in body, but dead in mind.
Why did
I not tell the world he was insane? Why? Was it not enough that his mind was dead?
Yes, all right, as the boy cried, sleep no more. Let that dust man sleep. Sleep. Sleep and lift up the rabble.
Now, lie back that picture. That life-size picture. Go on. Look behind it.
A darkened room behind the picture.
There's light enough to see him.
Why, it's Wilton Denman.
Come, my lord. Your queen awaits to care for you.
Had I but died an hour before this chance, I have lived a blessed time, for from this instant there's nothing serious in mortality. All is but toys. The wine of life is drawn, and the mere least is left. This vault to drag.
To always care for you until the end.
Out, out, brief candle. Life's but a walking shadow. A poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more.
Those two cases have now been marked solved, and the record closed.
Tonight's Gangbusters was brought to you over the Mutual Network by the Kraft Foods Company, who bring you that very special cheese, Cracker Barrel brand natural cheddar. Chocolated X-Lax, America's largest selling laxative. And Hudson Vitamin products. For your free money-saving catalog, write to Hudson Vitamins, Department 66, Mutual Broadcasting, New York 18. Featured in tonight's case were Jerry Archer, June St. Aubrey, Lawson Zerbe, and George Stelvin. Bill Maher speaking for Gangbusters and inviting you to tune in at the same time on Friday night to David Harding, Counter Spy, and on Tuesday night to Treasury Agent. Gangbusters is produced and directed in New York. This is Mutual, the world's largest network.